This is Tessa from Brave Radar, and you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR.
Thank you. Hey, my friends, how are you doing? You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam people. At the top, we heard some Yukihiro Takahashi. That was from his 1981 album, Neuroromantic. That was the song, Something in the Air. Unfortunately, today that something is rain, but we had a few days of nice weather, didn't we? Went for a swim in the ocean yesterday. Felt like that was my last chance to take a dip before things really get pretty miserable and cold and wet. So I'm glad I made that decision, given what the weather's like today. Thanks to my pal Liv for bringing my attention to that song. On today's show, we have some new Shamir, some new Teen Anger, some new Helen DeLonde and Men I Trust, some good stuff, some new Nonla. But we're going to start things off with Toronto's Lee Paradise. He is also in a band called Fedra that I've been a fan of in the past, and this is a solo project. So this is from a brand new record coming out soon called The Think, and this is the song Message to the Past. Here we go. Here is Lee Paradise.
Stop.
That was Shamir from his self-titled album, which just came out. That was the song Running. Is it really self-titled? Indeed, it is a self-titled record. And that was the song Running. Shamir Bailey. Yes. Before that, we heard Softy from the album Keep On. That was the title track. And at the top, Lee Paradise with Message to the Past. Teen Anger are from Toronto. They have a new record out on Telephone Explosion. The album is called Good Time, and it is as advertised. Let me tell you. Yeah, it's a really fun record. So let's give a song. Let's give a listen to the song, Trillium Song. Shout out to Ontario. I think Trillium is the flower of Ontario and it's on the, flag and stuff. All right, here we go.
Throw out your problems in a pool. treated. Poison fertile crops, a buck of beer, closing all the tops. Man in the wheel to try to settle home, dwindle the future.
Passionate about gender issues? Want to be an active part of your community? Then join the wave and become part of CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
We meet every Friday at 2 p.m. and we want your voice.
We are all about empowering everyone and giving you the chance to speak your mind.
No experience necessary.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or email us at genderempowerment@citr.ca.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
All right, that was Montreal's Men I Trust with their new single, Lucky Sue. Before that, we heard Helen DeLand, also from Quebec. That was from her forthcoming record, Someone New, another single. There's been a few singles out, and that's the single, Pale. All right, let's get local again, shall we? SBDC, they put out a record a couple weeks ago, and I'm still letting it wash over me. It's entitled The Feeling of Winning, and this is Mom Song.
Yeah.
shall come. Oh, you know. Don't show me now. Real love. You're so cold. Oh, you know. Spend all day trying to tie my shoelace. Then was my life.
Have you heard about Megaphone Magazine?
It's an award-winning publication sold on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria by low-income and homeless vendors. When you buy Megaphone, you get entertaining and informative stories written by professional journalists, and you're also helping to empower people in poverty. Here's how it works. Vendors buy each magazine for 75 cents and sell them for $2, keeping the profits. With the money they earn, our vendors are able to buy healthy food, clothing, and other necessities, plus they forge valuable connections with their customers.
This year I earned enough income to take a trip to Victoria, meet lots of new people, and had an awesome time.
Don't miss out on this month's edition of Megaphone, chock full of voices and perspectives that you won't find anywhere else. Track down a vendor using our free Find a Vendor app, downloadable at megaphonemagazine.com.
How'd it go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Come a little bit closer to me.
Right, that was Nan La from a collection called Short Songs 2, put out by Kingfisher Blues. All of the songs that seem to be at least under a minute and a half. That was the song Far. Before that, we heard a new band or a new release from a band that I hadn't heard of, Kumi Motek, which I think is Hebrew for Baby Get Up. And that was the song Modest. And before that, we heard a really special project. That was the band Cryonic Regeneration, and it's from 100 Block Rock. That was the song Oh You Know, and that is a compilation of Downtown East Side artists, marginalized artists that wouldn't ordinarily get a chance to record, and it was a project to record those bands and help them put it out, and it's a benefit record. I definitely recommend checking out 100 Block Rock. And at the top we heard SBDC from the album The Feeling of Winning, the song Mom Song. Witch Prophet is from Toronto. She put out a record earlier this year called DNA Activation. Let's give a listen to the song Darshan.
Chose me then, changed me, I'm so fait, vous ne savez rien. Rien du tout.
Moi, je sais bien quelque chose, en tout cas.
Qu'est-ce que vous dites?
Rien.
Qu'est-ce que vous savez?
Que mademoiselle Sarah est votre amoureuse.
Qui vous a dit ça?
Was LA's Anna Roxanne from her forthcoming record Because of a Flower. That was the song Camille. Before that, we heard Australia's Logic 1000 with the song Perfume, and at the top, Witch Prophet. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. As always, much appreciated. Hope you have a good long weekend and that you're getting by okay, and don't let the rain get you down these next 3 months that it'll be raining constantly. Going to close out with some postal service. They recently contributed to the second iteration of the Good Music to Avert the Collapse of American Democracy compilation, of a fundraiser for voting rights organizations in the U.S. And they also just posted a video, comedic video by Tom Sharpling of The Best Show, just trying to raise awareness about voting. I am glad I'm not an American. I'd be very freaked out right now, even though it seems like Trump is just taking wrong turns over and over and over and over again. Still, November 3rd, I really hope it works out. Anyways, as part of that compilation, they posted or submitted a live version of a song. This is the song We Will Become Silhouettes, live in 2013. We'll see. Maybe there's other things brewing with the Postal Service. The record for those of us who were young at heart in 2003. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for listening, and see you next week. Bye.
Filtered water and pictures of you, and I'm not coming out until this is all over. And I'm looking through the glass where the light bends at the cracks, and I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, pretending the echoes belong to someone. Someone I used to. And we become silhouettes when our bodies finally go. I wanted to walk through the empty streets and feel something constant under my feet, but all the news reports recommended that I stay indoors, 'cause the air outside will make our cells divided at alarming rate, until our shells simply cannot hold all our insides in, and that's when we'll explode. And it won't be a pretty sight.
and will become. Silhouettes when our bodies finally grow. And will become, silhouettes when our bodies finally come.